If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Traitorous state of Indiana, where Obama's ideas are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. You are listening to hour one of the show where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this nation with Obama and his minions, showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Gardner.
Okay. Next week I should, my entrance should be a little bit different because I've got somebody doing it for me. So by the time next week comes along, I'll have a different entrance and it should sound a lot better. Welcome to the show. From Danaville, in this little gem showing us just how far down the loony trail these leftists and environmentalists have taken us and have gone. You know, those windmills, those wind turbines that we see all over the nation now that are so big that they have to be hauled, each gas be hauled fully on a really long trailered semi down the freeway. These idiots are now saying that if we put a lot of them on the shoreline down by Louisiana and the southern states, the eastern seaboard, that they could help us by pushing hurricanes farther off land so we wouldn't get them anymore. Now my question here is, when the wind is blowing in from the sea, and there's one of these wind turbines out there, which way is it going to be blowing? It isn't going to be blowing into the wind, I guarantee you that. These people are so stupid that they don't even know that a windmill or a wind turbine isn't going to be blowing into the wind, but with it. So with their way of thinking, wouldn't these things be like sucking the hurricanes and tornadoes in? Maybe this polar vortex that has been hitting us the past month or so has been sucked down because of the ones that are working in the states now. And what about the birds and the bats and the flying critters that have been killed by these things? Welcome to the New Wise Conservatism radio show this first day of March of 2014. Just about 22 more days and spring is officially here. But you wouldn't know that by the weather we are having. Our high today here is supposed to be about 38, which is about 28 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. All I can say is hurry up, springtime. And I want to give a shout-out to my oldest living-at-home daughter. Thursday was her 16th birthday, and now, you know, the day that all teenagers think they are finally grown up, thank goodness she is a good one. I have another one that is turning 13, and I'm not sure about that one when she turns 16. From the Garrison show here in Indianapolis on, I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but my phone is being real iffy today. But welcome to the show, everyone who's in the chat room. From the Garrison show yesterday morning, after bemoaning that Thursday was a bad day for him because of what Obama and company have been doing, I found this one on the organization called Planned Parenthood, the most evil company in the world, in my opinion. There is an organization, and the Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, or the PPNNE, gets almost $3 million in government funding annually, and it has produced a video now for teens called naked notions. I can't make this crap up, folks. This is a video for teens, the lead story for Breitbart yesterday morning. The video is of a young lady who looks to be maybe 15 or 16 years old, the age of my birthday girl this week, and she is so excitedly talking about bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism for teens. She gives five rules on how to practice that kind of sex safely for teens. I'm going a little bit into this until it makes me sick, but it is something that we as parents have to know is out there. The girl in the video looks like she is one of one of my stepdaughters who just turned 13 or 16, and I agree with Garrison, who says that he has always thought that Planned Parenthood is an evil organization. They get money to do bad things, destroying the lives of young women, killing the unborn by the tens of millions over time. But now this one, that essentially brings them out of the closet as some infinitesimally small group, and declared themselves working for the devil here. And now I am going to read you this, even though it's about to gag me doing it. As reported by CNS News, the video is hosted by Lacey Green, who informs teens that BDSM is an appropriate topic for National Kink Month. In the video, Green states, "People sometimes think that those who practice BDSM are emotionally scarred or were once abused. Not true. It's a total myth. BDSM relies upon and creates trust." According to the PPNNE 2012 annual report titled Building a Brighter Future, Megan Gallagher, president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood affiliate, which includes the states of Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, discusses the origin of the project that produced the BDSM video. "We continue to grow our online presence and launched an innovative social education project called A Naked Notion." And that's at www.anakednotion.org. The numbers show that young people took notice. Of course they did. Talk about anything being naked, and they're going to take notice right now. But that's neither here nor there. We know they know exactly what youth go after, and they use it, don't they? On its website titled For Teens, PPNNE states, "We are dedicated to protecting the sexual health of teens by providing accurate information, opportunities to explore and establish beliefs and attitudes, and the skills to communicate their needs. For teens who are sexually involved, Planned Parenthood is committed to providing resources for safeguarding their emotional and physical health," PNNE's website adds. The PPNNE link to the Teen Resource Center takes teens to a Naked Notions YouTube channel. Other topics covered by videos include abortion options, pulling out as a means of birth control, telling your partner you have an STI, problems with penises, and the morning after pill. In honor of Valentine's Day, PPNNE also held a condom contest in which teens were asked to guess the correct number of rubbers in a jar and win a Planned Parenthood gift basket. It's so sad to see Planned Parenthood spending millions of dollars making videos for teens promoting bondage and sadomasochism, masochistic sexual liaisons, Dr. Janice Krause of Concerned Women for America told Breitbart News. They are deceiving Americans by describing their mission as promoting the health and well-being for children, girls and women. Instead, Planned Parenthood betrays those sincere adults, mostly parents, who give them money. Worse, that money is used for projects like this that exploits girls who are young and vulnerable. The online project, The Naked Notion, is only one initiative of the entire Planned Parenthood organization, which is now preparing to launch its most extensive and expensive political campaign in its history this year. As reported by Politico, Planned Parenthood midterm campaign is expected to cost more than $18 million, making the abortion industry giant's political arms Planned Parenthood Action Fund and Planned Parenthood Votes, two of the biggest spenders for the left and the Democratic Party. We have to realize here, folks, that what we've got is an organization that started out doing what they felt was good things, and they've gone to the opposite extreme here, just like the Democrats have and just like a lot of the Republicans have. And we as people have to start realizing that this country is being flushed down the tubes, down the toilet, whatever you want to think. Because if we don't stop and realize what is going on here, we're going to lose this place. It's sad to say that our children are being corrupted as we watch this and do nothing. This is sad, so sad. How do you and now do you believe that we are in trouble? They want to corrupt our young, so there won't be any hope for America. It is also on television too, with the music videos that all the children watch and have sex, nearly naked women, leering men doing everything they can to show they have no respect for the girls. I'm truly afraid for my girls' future in this evil world. And you heard me last week say it is getting that bad. And yes, my friends, it is that bad and getting worse daily. All you have to do is watch, look, see what's happening, and you will realize that. America is still the freest country on earth, and those of us who love America know that the Constitution is the reason for our liberties. ConservativeNationMedia.com isn't going to let those leftists in D.C. take our freedoms away, and our constitutional expert, Matthew Opalisky, is leading the charge. Join Matthew every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, for the Liberty and Constitution Community to learn about our rights and freedoms under the greatest governing document of all time, your liberty under the Bill of Rights. The Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opalisky, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. And I kind of started that about a half a minute ahead of time, but that's really okay. I think things are going swimmingly well, considering I've been sick this week, so I haven't had much time to work on this show. But even without all that time, I'm still finding stuff to use, and it doesn't take anywhere near as long as it used to. Like the ad I just read you about the in April, we're going to have a Defend the Constitution rally, and it is something that should bring to mind, you know, that our Constitution is under attack. It has been for a long time. Our nation's founding fathers envisioned the kind of government we have now. And that is one of the reasons that the Constitution was formed. But there is something else that we are forgetting here, and when it comes to the condition of this country and the reasons that Obamacare is bad for this country, and to top it all off, who is to blame for this mess? One of the reasons that I bring this up is because the Democrats keep trying to blame the Republicans for what is going wrong with America right now. But here is the thing that we have to remember, and remember always, folks. Democrats, and only Democrats, gave us Obamacare. We have to remember that not one Republican voted for this mess that is causing this country to go into a financial mess. Nope, not even the rhinos that usually side against the Republicans and America. Not even one of them. Even Lindsey Graham and John McCain didn't vote for it. Democrats only gave us this monstrosity. And no matter how badly some of the Republicans in Congress are being led to believe they are doing the wrong things and that they are not patriots for America, It is the Democrats who are not the patriots. They are the ones who have been doing all the things that make this country a worse place to live in, and they are the ones who are taxing the people to death. Who cares if we survive? Just so long as they do. Well, it is about time to vote each of them out of office, en masse. Each and every one of them who doesn't do what Ted Cruz is doing, who isn't doing what Mike Lee is doing, who isn't doing what Sarah Palin is doing. Remember, about 5 years ago, Sarah Palin saying that Obama's foreign policies were going to make Russia attack Crimea if he got elected. And at the time, all the Democrats and the Republicans called her insane because she didn't know what she was talking about. Well, no one is mentioning that she was right now, are they? We will be right back.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Okay, starting this story, I have a few quotes from several people, 14 years apart and an eternity apart in the life of this country. First is from Jay Carney, Obama's spokesman on February 5th, 2014, when he said, "Opportunities created by Obamacare allows families in America to make a decision about how they will work or if they will work." Okay, now you have to remember this one now. The second quote was said in 1990 by President Ronald Reagan. Listen to this first one again. He said, when Jay Carney said, "Opportunity created by Obamacare allows families in America to make a decision about how they will work or they will work." Now, here's the way that people thought in 1990. Any system that penalizes success and accomplishment is wrong. Any system that discourages work, discourages productivity, discourages economic progress is wrong. Now, here's the story I wanted to follow these quotes. Now, don't forget them. A constitutional law expert warned Congress during a hearing Wednesday that America has reached a constitutional tipping point under the watch of President Barack Obama. Jonathan Turley, professor of public interest law at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., said the legislative branch of the U.S. government is in danger of becoming irrelevant in the face of continued executive overreach. He said, quote, "My view is that the president has, in fact, exceeded his authority in a way that is creating a destabilizing influence in the three-branch system," Turley said. "I want to emphasize, of course, this problem didn't begin with President Obama. I was critical of his predecessor, President Bush, as well, but the rate at which executive power has been concentrated in our system is accelerating, and frankly, I'm very alarmed by the implications of that aggregation of power. It also alarms me, however, that the two other branches appear not just simply passive, but inert in the face of this concentration of authority," he added. Now, this is something that not many people have even discussed here. And it is one of these things that flies in the face of danger type thing. Interestingly enough, Turley said he actually agrees with many of the president's policies and positions, just not the way the White House has gone about implementing them. So apparently he is a liberal. But he is one of the few with some semblance of how things should be done. He went on to say, "The fact that I happen to think the president is right on many of these policies does not alter the fact that I believe the means he is doing it is wrong, and this can be a dangerous change in our system," he said, "and our system is changing in a very fundamental way." Now, with him saying that, we have to remember back to Obama telling us just before he took office that we are days from fundamentally changing America. Now we have a constitutional scholar telling us that Obama is changing our system in a very fundamental way. And it's changing without a whimper of regret or opposition, unquote. Turley stressed that Congress must take action if it wants to hold on to its power as the thumping heart of our system. "We are now at the constitutional tipping point for our system," he goes on to say. "If the balance is to be reestablished, it must begin before this president leaves office, and that will likely require every possible means to reassert legislative authority," he said. "No one in our system can go it alone, not Congress, not the courts, not the president. We are stuck with each other in a system of shared powers, for better or worse. We may deadlock or even despise each other. The framers clearly foresaw such periods. They lived in such a period. Whatever problems we are facing today in politics, they are problems of our own making. They should not be used to take from future generations a system that has safeguarded our freedoms for over 250 years. Wow. Also present at Wednesday's hearing, entitled "Enforcing the President's Constitutional Duty to Faithfully Execute the Laws," was Price Foley, a law professor at Florida International University College of Law. She agreed with Turley, adding that Congress is in danger of being superfluous. Situations like this, these benevolent suspensions, as they get more and more frequent and more aggressive, she says, they're eroding our citizens' respect for the rule of law, she said. We are a country of law and not men. It's going to render Congress superfluous. She said Congress hasn't bothered with any meaningful legislation recently because it's afraid the president would simply benevolently suspend portions of the law he doesn't like, which he would. She goes on to say, if you want to stay relevant as an institution, I would suggest that you not stand idly by and let the president take your power away. Where's our government leading us wrong now? Remember those two quotes if you think, and if you think of them and the troubles America's having now, you will see without a doubt the troubles come from Obama and his minions right now. This has to change or America will no longer exist as a nation of freedom-loving people and a smaller unintrusive government with lower taxes and fewer laws telling us what to do and not what to do, what to own and not what to own. You see, that's the way the government is supposed to be. We can own, according to the way the government was founded, we could own our houses at any temperature that we wanted to. We could run appliances 24 hours a day. We could run the air conditioner anytime we wanted to, or the heater anytime we wanted to. But now the government is stepping in and saying, no, you can't do that. We have the authority to take that all away from you. The Constitution doesn't matter because we are working to get rid of it. And the people just kind of sit back and just watch what's going on, not realizing that what they are watching and what the government is doing is taking freedoms away that we have always held in high regard. And once we lose these folks, we will not get them back. Because once we lose these, the government's going to know how they did it. And they're going to learn by this. We apparently don't. But they are going to learn by this a way to keep us from getting this freedom back. You see, the government, as big as it's getting, doesn't want us to have freedoms. It doesn't want us to be free to do the things that we want to do in our lives, because the government under Barack Obama and the people that he's got under him, the liberal left like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, they don't think we're smart enough to live our own lives. And when somebody comes up and starts talking about how they're wrong and we are right, they come down on this person with the fury of a god and the idea that they have every right in the world to do what they're doing, but we don't have any right to say anything against them about what they're doing. This is a scary time, folks, and my children are growing up in it. I can see this, our country, dissolving under the weight of what is going on now. And it makes me wonder just what kind of a country my children are going to grow up into. They've always known an America where they can go to any school that they want and study what they want to study. But if things don't change, they're going to be made to study certain things. They're going to be made to do certain things. They're going to be made to live life as the government wants them to. Not as they want to do it, but as the government wants them to do it. And that's the direction we are heading, folks. It's scary. It's sad. And it's going right back in the direction that America ran from when we became a nation and went away from England. We will be right back after these messages. Just when you think you've heard everything, those leftists in D.C. pull something else. They're going to keep on doing it until we, the people, run them out of town on a rail. And folks, that really is our only option anymore. Just what about in the meantime? What are you going to do to protect your family, your property and your sacred rights as an American when the left-wingers try to redistribute food and who knows what in the name of social justice. Don't wait for the left to turn our world upside down. Get ready now. Make sure you can provide for your family in an emergency by Patriot Depot, America's best-known warehouse for all your patriotic gear and survival needs. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. You'll find everything from the emergency food supplies to the patriotic gear you'll need today and in the future. That's Patriot Depot at conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high in mighty traps. Paths with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my...
During the 2008 presidential campaign, Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin warned that if Senator Barack Obama were elected president, his indecision and moral equivalence may encourage Russia's Vladimir Putin to invade the Ukraine. Palin said then, after the Russian army invaded the nation of Georgia, Senator Obama's reaction was one of indecision and moral equivalence, the kind of response that would only encourage Russia's Putin to invade Ukraine next. For those comments, she was mocked by the highbrow Foreign Policy magazine and its editor, Blake Hounsell, who now is one of the editors of Political Magazine. In the light of recent events in Ukraine and concerns that Russia is getting its troops ready to cross the border, which they already have, into the neighboring nation, nobody seems to be laughing at or dismissing those comments now. They're not saying too much about them either. Hounsell wrote that Palin's comments were strange, and this is an extremely far-fetched scenario. And given how Russia has been able to unsettle Ukraine's pro-Western government without firing a shot, I don't see any evidence, see why violence would be necessary to bring Kiev to heel, Hounsell dismissively wrote. Palin made her remarks on the stump after Obama's running mate, Joe Biden, warned Obama's supporters to gird your loins if Obama is elected, because international leaders may test or try to take advantage of them. Do you hear anyone apologizing to Sarah Palin now? No, you don't. I would apologize to her for what the liberal media and the Obama's minions have been saying of her and how she isn't qualified for anything when it comes to public office. But she is the one who saw what is happening coming now. And everyone in the government that is of the leftist persuasion mocked her and called her an idiot. But who is the idiot now? It seems the one that had her finger on the pulse of the world then knew what was coming, got met with only ridicule and scorn from the media that hated her and the liberal politicians who she scared the hell out of. No one liked her, according to the media. No one liked her, according to Obama and Reid and Pelosi. Nobody liked her except the extreme white right-wing fringe that was bad for this nation, you know, like you and me. It wasn't coming. Well, it was bad for this nation, but who was the one who was right about what was coming? It wasn't Obama. It wasn't Reid. It wasn't Pelosi. Heck, she's always been wrong and still is. The trouble is she doesn't even know it. She isn't smart enough. But the same can be said for every politician who doesn't follow the Constitution and the law of the land. The president, who is always making laws by executive order, is the biggest criminal in our government. And yet a good 48% of the people still follow him and think he is a decent to a good president. Makes one think just how far down the tubes this nation has gone when that many of the people are dumb enough to think to follow a man over the edge of a cliff just for the sake of not being called a racist. Well, I don't care what they call me. I know what the truth is, and I know that Obama doesn't. He is wrong. I am right here. The Constitution needs protecting, not torn apart. The Founding Fathers feared this type of government. They had experience with this type of government. They ran to the New World to get away from this type of government, and they wrote the Constitution to ensure that they would never have to live under that type of oppressive government again. They wrote fail-safes into the Constitution to stop governmental overreach. But not to fear, you liberals out there, you have been working overtime to get rid of those fail-safes for generations now. And now you have Obama, the man that most Republicans are scared to cross for fear of being called racist. The answer to that should be racist? No. We love the truth, the Constitution. Stop us if you think you can. But that is not what the Republicans do. For some stupid reason, the Republicans, except for ones like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul and sometimes Marco Rubio and some of the others, the Republicans have a tendency to know how to fold their backbones, stand up against aggression from the left. Have you seen this happen? I know I have. You watch them, they'll stand firm on something, but when the left goes at them and tells them that they're wrong, they cave like a house of cards in front of a fan. It's sad to see this happen. It's sad to see a political party that under Reagan had the right idea. But for some stupid reason, after Reagan, they started swinging to the left. Why they did this is beyond me. Any person who had common sense and was watching what was going on would see this is not the way to go. But it seems, no matter how much history proves us right, that we have to keep government small, that taxes don't have to be that high, that lower taxes actually brings in more revenue to the government, No matter how much history proves this to us, the left is always pushing the other way at us. And the right follows right in behind it. Even though they know this ain't right. It's really a scary situation to me. I do not understand it. I don't profess to understand this type of thinking. To me, it isn't thinking at all. To me, it is cowardice and the inability to stiffen your spine to stand up against aggression. If we had to depend on America winning wars, on people like the Republicans in Congress, America would never have won World War II. America would never have won World War I. America never would have won any battles in Vietnam. And yes, we won them all, even though we lost the war. America would never have won even against Grenada. Remember that little fight that we had? I have a call here from 267 area code. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm just jumping in, so I wasn't aware of what you were talking about, but I'd like to add some comments on the situation in Ukraine.
Yes, I was discussing that a little bit. I've got to go to a break. Can you hold on for a few minutes? I can get back with you as soon as the break's over.
Sure.
Okay, in just a second. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure you check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com. And I'm going to go to the rest of the break right now, and then I'll get back to my caller in just a few seconds here.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medication, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Been looking for an online gathering place, you know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people. Like you, sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Okay, I want to get back with the phone call that I've got here from the area code 267. Let me get him back on here. Hello?
Good afternoon. Hi. Yeah, I wanted to add some comments to the Ukraine, because I think it's really, in my opinion, the most significant thing going on in the news. And the way I see it shaping up, which I find very disturbing, is it seems very clear that our government and that the media is really itching for a new Cold War with Russia. And what I've been noticing in recent years is that the coverage of Russia seems to be heavily skewed towards painting Russia as, you know, that it's Putin's type dictator, and that they're reverting back to the Soviet Union. And I find it disturbing, and I don't like that. I feel we're being propagandized. I also don't like that I don't feel that there's any honesty about this story in Ukraine. I mean, you had the Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, caught on tape basically admitting that our government gave $5 billion to these quote-unquote protesters in Kiev and the Ukraine with the explicit purpose to overthrow the government in Ukraine, because the sin that the president in Ukraine committed was not wanting to join the EU and have to deal with their economic terms and the austerity that they would have inflicted, and instead he wanted to deal with Putin. And whatever we think of Putin, and, you know, it's not like they have a tradition of democratic, you know, republic in Russia, but whatever Putin is, he's the guy that prevented us from getting involved in a disastrous war in Syria. And we deal with countries, and we have allies that are much, much worse than anything Putin does, for example the Saudis. And I feel like we're being...
Yeah.
It's like another crusade. It's going to be another neocon crusade, like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. But the difference is Russia is much more powerful. And I'm hoping that this Tea Party movement is not going to take the wrong side. Well, my opinion is I hope they're not going to take the wrong side in this issue and try to blow this thing up and create a new Cold War with Russia.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't really think that this is from everything that I've heard in the news, it's just exactly like you say. They're trying to make this into the new Cold War, and I don't really understand why they want to do this. It seems like every time something goes on that is hurtful to the Obama administration, some crisis will come up or some crisis will show up that they can suddenly revert everything, all of their resources to that. And I think that's what the news medias are doing with Russia. They're reverting everything to that to get our minds off of what's going on here. And I think that's part of it, but I think they're playing a real dangerous game.
Yeah, well, I think that the criticism of Obama should be Obama and Victoria Nuland and Kerry and the State Department, I mean, deliberately destabilized Ukraine. And now
definitely
what's controlling Ukraine is that right sector. I mean, it's a neo-Nazi movement, and you have rabbis in the western part of Ukraine telling the Jews to get out of Ukraine because it's not going to be safe for them. I mean, you literally have a movement that's taken over that part of Ukraine who are admirers of Hitler and Joseph Goebbels. I mean, that right sector, I mean, that's insane. And these are the types of people that Victoria Nuland and McCain and all these other sociopathic morons were holding up as bastions of democracy, trying to, you know, create and force a freer, more democratic country. And I don't like the propaganda. And I think all these individuals involved in this, I mean, I think they're playing a very dangerous game. And I can remember when I was a boy in the 80s growing up with the Cold War with Russia. And, you know, I mean, until Russia collapsed, I mean, there were always fears that Cold War was going to turn hot. And I would hate to think that this is going to be, that we're going to reverting back to a new Cold War, because it was a very dangerous time.
Well, you know, you mentioned growing up in the 80s. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I remember going to school and having drills in school that where you hid underneath your desk in case of a Russian attack or something like that. And I keep thinking back on something like that and thinking, you know, we're heading right back into that kind of situation. And it's ridiculous because Russia was gone for a while. Now everything's kind of working to the point where they're trying to get, it seems like people are trying to get it back again. They're playing a very dangerous game, and I don't think any of them are thinking of the consequences of what could happen.
I think Russia's put in a situation where they've got to get involved or they're going to lose strategic advantage and their bases in the Black Sea. I mean, that's why they've got to get involved and at least try to take back the western or the eastern portion of Ukraine, because it's mostly Russian people anyway. And the extremists, the right sector that's taken over, they hate Russians. And so you've got a fascist faction that's taking over that's going to, if they allow it, it's going to, God knows what that's going to cause. And, I mean, the ultimate goal seemed to be that, you know, Yanukovych, the president there, gave the wrong answer, that the goal of the U.S. and the European Union was to expand NATO all the way to Russia's borders, and that the president of Russia stood in the way, because you have the imperial aims of the U.S. and the European Union, and nationalists get in the way of that. And I think the goal seems to be that you've got these emerging nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, the BRICS. And the goal seems to be to prevent these emerging nations from becoming a power unto themselves. But the thing is, traditionally, it's a multipolar world where there are multiple superpowers, and some countries are aligned with one superpower, and some other countries are aligned with another superpower. And it seems to be that these, again, sociopaths and that run our country don't want that. They want to have the ability to control everything. And it's been called different things, whether you call it an empire or a new world order or whatever you call it. But, I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's insane. And, you know, the reason our country's declined is because we've had all these foreign entanglements, because they've shipped all of our jobs overseas through offshoring and these trade agreements, because they've left the borders open, and because you got these, you know, people on Wall Street that have invested in derivatives and all these other toxic assets, and it's all bankrupted our country. And, you know, and we have to pay for the sins of the people running this country. And because of what they've done, it's made them more desperate. You know, they've created a situation where I think, from reading Paul Craig Roberts and others, that to prop up the dollar, the idea seems to be to make other parts of the world and other currencies, you know, other countries unstable and other currencies less attractive to invest in, so that it keeps the dollar strong. And, you know, I think it's incredibly dangerous. And I think Obama, I mean, you look at the Arab Spring, you look at what they did in Libya, disaster. You look at what's going on now in Ukraine, another disaster. You know, you wish these people would do well enough to leave it alone. But I think the mistake we make is thinking that these people are immoral or that they have, that it's an ideological problem. But I think the real problem is we're dealing with people that are amoral, and they just don't care about the moral consequences and about the, you know, the fallout of their actions.
I totally agree. And I also think the one other thing is that they're power hungry. They want to be the one who takes care of this situation, no matter how dangerous it is to everybody else. They want to be seen as ones who tried. And, you know, I don't think any of them realize just how dangerous what they are doing is to the world and to the United States in general.
And, you know, you think about the Founding Fathers, they warned about these kinds of foreign entanglements. You know, I mean,
you
look at history, you know, great nations, look at all those empires that fell because of World War I, World War II. You know, I mean, you want to become a great nation in part so you can win a great war, But when you fight too many wars, you're no longer a great nation. I mean, ultimately, if a country wants to remain strong, I think it's based mostly on the economy. You know, look how much stronger China's gotten, and China isn't doing it through invading other countries or drone strikes or, you know, non-governmental organization funded, you know, color revolutions and all the rest of it. They're doing it through protectionism and through building up their manufacturing base. And Russia's obviously in a significantly stronger position. And, you know, Russia hasn't, you know, invaded or, you know, destabilized half the Middle East. So, you know, I'm all for protecting our country and our interest in self-defense. I mean, I just think this is craziness. I don't think it's conservative in any way. I think it's utopian. I think it's, you know, it's not what America's supposed to be a republic. And the people that run this country, I mean, they have a completely different way of looking at it, and it's not consistent with what we're supposed to be.
No, that's for sure. And we haven't, according to our government, we haven't been a republic in ages. It's been a democracy, which it really isn't, but it's becoming one, I think. I have another phone call here, and I sure appreciate the phone call that you as you brought up some really great points, things that I was pretty much struggling with. And I'm really glad that you called, because that was you did bring up some good points. But I got to go to my other caller here. So thanks for the phone call.
Well, thanks. In fact, if you could just leave me on the line to listen, that would be great.
Sure. That'd be fine. Hello, 845 area code. Hello?
That's me. I'm right here along the Hudson. It was 3 degrees this morning at 5:30. 3 degrees.
Well, that kind of sounds like it's been here in Indiana, except that we're a little bit warmer today. We're about in our 40s today, which is probably one of the warmest days we've had in a long time.
Wow. Yeah, I guess we're around 25 now, something like that. But I heard we got a big storm coming on Monday. And unfortunately, my ride was canceled for Monday. So now I got to spend money to go to my doctor on Monday. I don't like to spend money unless I have to. You know what I mean?
But yeah, especially in this economy, huh?
You got that right. I heard you've been talking about our country here. I hope you've been saying some good things about it.
Well, I don't know if I've been saying too many good things. I think that this country is the greatest country that was ever formed and has ever been, but I think we're being led down the wrong path with our government.
Well, let me ask you this. I've never really gotten a good answer from proponents of making a better nation. I think you're all for that, right? Okay. Well, so am I. And, yeah, things are really screwed up. And I've seen it over the years. I've been around the sun now 68 times. And I've seen a lot in my life. What's that?
I've been around it 61 times.
Okay. We're pretty close then. Now you made me forget the question I was going to ask you. No. Let's see. What was the question I was going to ask you, darn it? How about that? I said the passing time has caught up with me, I think, here. Let me just regather my thoughts. But let me ask you this. I had a talk with a major general, who was a guest on another Blog Talk Radio show earlier today. I asked him about the firings of officers in all branches of services and why all of a sudden is there, like, a lot of press on it? You know, what's the problem? Is there a reason for the press when officers have been let go for years. Yet, you know what I mean? No press. But all of a sudden it's come up. Yeah, go ahead.
I really don't know if I have an answer for that one. The only thing that I'm looking at right now is that the press is in bed with Obama and Harry Reid and all of those other guys. And if there's something, and every one of them hates the military. They're doing everything they can to cut the military now. And if they can come up with something that will make it easier for them to do what they want to do to the military, namely cut it, then anything that they can show as being bad, like these firings, I think that the idea that the military is bad and has to be gotten rid of. And that's probably where your press is coming in on this.
Are you familiar with the Petraeus saga?
Yeah, I kind of watched that, and I pretty much stayed out of it. But I did see what was going on, and he pretty much got screwed.
Well, or he was doing, you know, yeah, add a ing to that, right?
Yeah.
She was what? What was she, Iranian? Something like that, right? She was a Muslim?
Yeah, sure. I think so.
Yeah. I wonder if the press caught wind of the firings and Petraeus was just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if they're just, there's nothing else to talk about. I guess they're... They're talking about because there's nothing else to talk about, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm at a hard break right now. Could I put you on hold and could get back with you?
Yeah. I'm remembering my question now. Go ahead with your break.
Okay, thank you.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans. When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backwash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center at aarp.org/caregiving. You can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back here, and I've got 845 area code here. You still there, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. we were actually having a pretty good discussion there, because you brought up some really good ideas on what is actually going on. So I'll kind of let you continue if you want.
Well, what I wanted to get into, I asked the general the first question. He told me he was in Vietnam the time when I was in Vietnam, and that was in 1966 and 1967. I was a U.S. Marine, and I read something today that blew my mind, actually yesterday. Well, early in the morning, so I guess it was today, the first. I read that in 1966, there were 12,000 reported cases of bubonic plague. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know what it is. It
okay.
Sounds scary.
12,000 reported cases. It's usually about 25% of cases are reported. The other 75% go unreported for whatever reason. This is the estimate from the World Health Organization, WHO.
Okay.
12,000 cases. I'm wondering how many U.S. servicemen contracted the Black Death and died of it because they didn't get to medical attention in time to have antibiotics kill the bacteria that is usually spread by flea bites. The
yeah.
Fleas jump off the rat that's infected and bite the human being. So I asked the general that question, if he knew of any statistics about servicemen that could have died from the Black Plague. Now, if he did know, he's not going to tell me, right? So he says that he said he wasn't aware of it. Now, he was an officer in Vietnam. Now, he may not have known. I think he was second lieutenant, first lieutenant then. But still, the reason I bring it up is this. Are you aware that a Fox News story about a 10-year-old boy who died of a flea bite fever? He had a female rat, and he wanted a male rat so that they can make a family, right? Well,
yeah.
His mom bought him the male rat, and the boy got sick and died. Now, that occurred in June of 2013. The family waited a long time to report it, and Fox News picked it up. That was just 3 days ago when Fox News reported that. Now, the reason I'm talking about the rats is this problem that is now becoming a major concern now. The press really hasn't picked it up. Fox News is the only one really talking about it. And they'll probably be talking more about it because Madagascar, they have a lot of deaths of Black Death every year. Last year, 60. So far this year, 32, probably up 45, probably going to pass 60 this year. But the problem is, it's expected that it's going worldwide. Now, if it goes worldwide, I did some calculations. We have a population of 313 million people in the United States today, maybe a little more than that. It's estimated on a low-ball estimate that there's one rat per person. That means there's 313 million rats minimum in the United States. Well, the estimates go higher than that, up to four rats per person. That's over 1 billion rats in the United States. Rats hang out with humans. And when it's real cold, they hang out in the homes or down in the burrows, way down deep in the ground to stay warm. Well, the problem is,
I was wondering when you were talking about this, all of this, what was your source in finding all of this?
The source, there are many sources. One is, I can pop you over the links if you want. Fox News story. That's on a 10-year-old boy. That's recent. Right. Well, actually from last year.
I think I saw something like that about that fairly recently, on Fox.
Right.
But,
and see, I know it doesn't sound like much, but we're talking about an upcoming pandemic. It's not a good thing. And the other one comes from a newspaper article that was recent, as recent as a week and a half ago. Get you that link.
Yeah, what newspaper was that in?
That was in the British, I can get it for you.
That's fine.
I'm actually writing up a, I have one on National Geographic also. You ever heard of them? Okay, National Geographic says that there's one place on Earth, Alberta, Canada, that has zero rats because Alberta, Canada hired people to keep the rats out. Isn't that something? But the other article, I have it right. Well, I haven't. Let me. I'll drum it up here for you. But the thing is, I got it here. I can put it right. You want it right on your chat room there?
Well, yeah, that would be good. But one of the ladies in the chat room was asking about your source on the plague in the 60s.
The 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the NWO. I mean, the WHO, the World Health Organization.
Oh, the World Health Organization, okay.
Right. Yeah, I have the link on that also. I can put that in it. It's from theguardian.com. Is the one on the Madagascar. They have yearly deaths every year. But when I saw the article from WHO, that blew my mind because I know how well the government hides facts, and I'm just wondering how many soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen died from the Black Plague from the Vietnam era.
That would be interesting to find out.
Yeah, the boy incident, the 10-year-old boy, can become a pandemic in the United States. Now, when that happens, millions die because it's pneumatic through the lungs. You breathe on people or, you don't mean to spit on people, but, droplets come out of the mouth. And it happens. And you die within 24 hours. I mean, it's that fast.
Yeah.
So starting next week, I'll be calling around to various hospitals in 10 cities, to 10 largest city populations, and asked them if they've had any deaths from the Black Death. Bubonic plague, they call it Black Death, and see what's happening. The Western states are in extreme danger right now because it's suspected that the plague will be heading this way. So that's not good. That's not good at all.
No, it's not. I'm again at a hard break here. I need to take a break here. So
I'm posting that link right now. So you
I appreciate that.
This is the Madagascar. That's the Madagascar right now that I just put up there. Okay, from the Guardian.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I'll get the WHO in there in a second.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go on my break, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it. Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on conservativenationmedia.com.
Okay, we are back, and I still have 845 on the line. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to post the WHO article.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was looking at those other ones, and I during the break, and I actually hadn't heard anything about bubonic plague, and I know that right now, my stepdaughter has a rat that she calls William, and thank goodness he's never in the house because she keeps him over at her boyfriend's house, which is a good thing. We can keeping over there.
Yeah, these, the fleas, the size of the flea, I don't know if they showed it in that article or not. I'm not sure. But the size of the flea, a rat flea, is one-tenth the size of a cat flea. So you can't even see them.
Yeah, that's tiny.
you don't know if they're jumping off in your property. Because when you're sleeping, they're running around. They get in, they run around, look for crumbs, look for food. They can't find it. They go on where they came from and then try to find it somewhere else. That knowledge prompted me to find a solution to the rat problem. I'm looking at 1 billion. That's the number I'm looking at is 1 billion. It's going to take about 100 million people in the United States to start killing rats. Now, I don't like to go out and bite rats, stuff like that, because they can jump and stick you with those claws they've got, and then bite you with that very, bad bite that they get. They have very large teeth. The bottom teeth are very large. Once they grab a hold of you, that's not good. But I come up with a solution. It's a liquid solution. It's non-toxic to humans. Your dogs and cats can drink it and not get sick or die. But it affects dark animals and insects. What I mean by dark animals and insects are rats, mice, roaches, bed bugs, that kind of thing. And this solution works, and it does its job. So it's not a pesticide, and it's not a poison. In fact, I don't recommend the use of pesticides and poisons, especially on that large, grand scale of an operation to get rid of rats. I say we have about 2 months. We have about 2 months to go. Now, my spirit, what's that?
I have one person in the chat room who put in there that pneumonic plague differs from bubonic plague in its symptoms and the fact that it can be spread through the air rather than just by contact.
That's very true. If a flea bites you and it gets into your lungs, the bacillus gets into your lungs, and you cough or talk to somebody and the little droplets of liquid get on you, and that gets into your body, you got about 24 hours of life left. That's about it. Very bad for people coming out of Madagascar to hop on a jet and come over to the United States. They won't have much time left themselves, but if they got pneumatic plague and talk to people, those people more than likely will get it because droplets of liquid would probably get on your clothes. That's all you need.
It kind of reminds me of that movie with Dustin Hoffman called Outbreak.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen
one? Yeah.
And, that was kind of a scary movie. But, this kind of thing is something that a lot of people thinks is something from science fiction, but it's really not.
Your daughter has a rat.
Yeah, that she had gotten from a pet store. Yeah, but she's had him for a couple of years now. So,
see, the problem with that is this. I'm not saying that the rats infect her or anything, but the more rats there are, the more they multiply, the more the chances of a rat getting into that pet store from some hole someplace, burrowing into a wall, and getting into the store and infecting the rats in the store. You follow me?
Yeah.
Because the fleas would jump off of those rats onto the other rats first. They always go to their own kind first, from rat to rat. But if there's no rat, they'll jump on a cat or some other furry animal. Oh, by the way, the other thing that the solution will kill is coyotes. So it's very good because they travel in packs a lot out there in the world.
And what is the solution that...
Well, I can't tell you that. That's the secret.
You can't tell me.
No. You got to sign an NDA for that. You need a non-disclosure agreement. Yeah, you got to sign that, and then you have to follow the directions. See, I contacted laborers to get good pricing on labels because I was going to bottle this stuff, right? Then I was trying to find a bottler. Well, there's so many regulations here in New York. That's where I'm located. And in other states, too. Regulations are very, very strict. And in order to get a good price, you have to bottle at one bottling session, which takes about 5-6 hours. You have to bottle about 50 to 60,000 bottles of this stuff. Now, I was going to put together 1 gallon of the stuff, right? 1 gallon of the liquid. Well, that's the size of the bottle that they sell in a store. You know what I mean? In a plastic bottle? Yeah. And what do they charge? Sometimes, what, $1.49, $2 for that bottle? Some places are even more. You know what I'm saying? You probably buy that, or do you buy just a regular drinking bottle one? You know, the small one. You know, water.
I normally don't buy any water because I've got a good filter system here in the house that I've had installed. So
that's cool. Yeah, that, what do they call it, Vita, or I forget what they call that one. They advertise it all the time.
I can't remember the name of it, but. We paid a good amount of money for it a couple of years ago, and every year we have to replace the filters for it. And
if you, I designed a web page for a cell phone. I'm pushing web pages for cell phones, and I'm allowing anyone to copy my web page, make changes to the wordings, coloring if you want to, and then get on the internet with a cell phone page, because that's where it's going. I've been in computers since 1982. I graduated computer mainframe school and went right into microcomputers in 1982, very early back then. Oh, yeah. So I've been around since the beginning. So I see, and other people see, where it's all going. If you got a website that isn't mobile ready yet, you're going to be left in the dust. So you got to start. Yeah, you got to start designing web pages that are easy to find on the internet, and make sure they're mobile ready with a whole lot of links, right? So I designed that. My solution is listed. My solution is listed on that menu, and you can read about it. The articles are in there, and people can read about it. I had a Blog Talk Radio show yesterday describing it, the Robert M. Barber Show. That's what you see right there in your
chat room.
Chat room there, and that should be the first show that shows up. You click on that, you can hear me to. Well, you can hear me describe the product. Okay, and
that's a good thing to know. I'm coming up on another hard break, so I'm going to have to put you on hold again. So,
go ahead.
Okay. Let me see here. I just completely got myself lost in what I was trying to do here. So get a good, interesting phone call like that, and it throws me completely off my mark is one of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance and sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off the great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent in the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzz driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase, Molon LeVay, which translated means, come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm going to go ahead and do my 542. Promotion right now for our show that's going to be on tomorrow night, conservativenationmedia.com. It's growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we're making some big changes, and we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, and that's tomorrow night, where America always wins. Well, now it's not going to allow me to take him off a hold. There he is. Back with you. So you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio?
Oh yes. Last year and year before that, I was on quite a bit. I'm into spiritualism. I went to church about a year in my life at one time. But I am learning about human beings and spirits, and realizing that there's a little more to life than time, and man is the only one that times everything anyway, with clocks and years and months, and spiritualism, there isn't any time actually. Just one big conglomerate of things that go, you know. Now I have a spiritual teacher that just informed me 2 days ago that he knows what I'm involved with and what I'm doing. He thinks it's a very nice thing to do, to let people know that the plague is coming. But he said it's even worse than that. He said that cholera, dengue, and the plague are coming. Now that makes it a triple threat, because what I've been learning during the last almost 3 years is that diseases come first, then the financial collapse worldwide, and then the land mass catastrophes. Now, I keep asking him, well, when's all this going to take place? He says, well, diseases are happening now, and Madagascar is just the beginning. I said, oh, no. So that's when he told me cholera, dengue, and the plague are on our way worldwide. Then I think he was alluding to about 2 or 3, 4 years, then the financial collapse would take place. And so, wow, that's good.
Well, you know, the financial collapse could take place before that because of the situation that we're in now anyway. So, you know, the national debt as high as it is and everything else.
Right. He says all that's a setup right now. It's all a setup. It's going to collapse, and it's going to hurt the big boys first. You heard of the cabal?
Yeah, but I right at the moment can't really place my finger on.
Yeah, the cabal are supposedly a group of nine men that rule everything. They're in charge of everything. They tell presidents what to do, and other people, bankers, what to do, that kind of thing. Well, my teacher had told me that they're already beginning to collapse. So they're losing their power. You've heard of light and darkness, I'm sure. Well, light has taken over, and darkness is on a run. So we'll always have darkness, but light now is in charge, whereas darkness was in charge for thousands and thousands of years. So now light is in charge, and things are changing rapidly. So he said by May, light will be in full swing, and you'll start to see your life changing for the better, depending on whether you're a light being or a dark being. If you're a dark being, you're supposedly leaving Earth. If you're a light being, you'll probably stay on Earth. So how we're saved from the catastrophes, I don't know how we're going to be saved, but that's what I've been told. Those things are taking place. And well, you said that the financial collapse might be before the diseases, but I don't know. Diseases are already killing people right now.
Yeah. Well, that is very true. The problems that we have, I think, in this country have a lot to do with the way the media will report things that they feel is important, and if they don't feel it's important, they're not going to. And a lot of the things that you've talked about a lot of the media is not going to even touch it.
That's right.
Which is going to keep a good majority of the people completely out of the loop, because they're not going to know what the heck's going on when it happens, it has a lot to do with what our government is doing too, because they won't report what is really happening. And the problem with that too is that even if they were reporting it, there's so much going on that there's no way we could get a handle on everything that's happening and be able to recognize what the heck is going on from everything that's happening right now.
You're right about that. You're right.
And I think that in itself is part of the plan, to make sure there's too much going on for us to really get a handle on what it all is and what it all means to our futures and the future of this country. At least that's my opinion. And I've got myself another phone call here. I think I've given you a good portion of the hour here, but I'm going to go ahead and take this other phone call and put you on hold. Would that be okay?
Oh, help yourself. It's your show.
Okay. Okay. 817 area code. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Robert. It's Michael. How you doing?
I'm actually doing really well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I just wanted to call in and promote. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hear your show is going to start tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're getting piped back up here out of Texas at Patriot Studios Command Center. And the Michael Berryman Show will be at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. The call-in number is the same as this one, 718-305-7176. Tomorrow I'm going to be I've been off on hiatus since last October, but we're piping the show back up. And, of course, here in Texas, we're in the midst of our Texas primary. We've just had early vote for the last 2 weeks. It ended on Friday. Texas Tuesday is this Tuesday, and we are having a battle royale down here. David Dewhurst, our lieutenant governor, who went negative 2 years ago in our primary and then was defeated badly for going negative towards Senator Cruz, is up to his old tricks again. This time he is going after Senator Patrick, who is tied with him to go into the runoff here in our election for the lieutenant governor's seat. The other two men, Todd Staples and Jerry Patterson, don't have a chance. However, they have all three, with the help of Democrats, are now coming out hard in the last couple of days. We'll be discussing that, the lies and the negative campaigning that's coming out of the Patterson, Staples, and Dewhurst campaigns. We'll be talking about some other issues, some other important races that are going on down here in Texas. You know, Robert, Texas is the reddest state in the union, and as goes Texas, so goes the country. And I'm not just being a typical pig-headed Texan. It's just the way that it is. And we've got a battle down here.
I have a brother who lives down there. And your show is going to be tomorrow evening at 4 p.m., right? That's Eastern.
4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. And you never know who might stop by, but I've got a lot to discuss. I'll be officially declaring war on the liberals. Conservative Nation Media is going. We're declaring war on the liberals. But I'm in conjunction with that, I am going hard and heavy after Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, Commissioner Staples, and Commissioner Patterson, and I'll be talking some other very important races down here. The potential of Wendy Davis beating our sitting Attorney General, who's running for governor, Greg Abbott. That ain't going to happen. He's going to win by at least 12 points, if not more. We might even stomp her worse than we did Bill White in 2010. So we're going to have a fun afternoon to march right before Bing Fisher's show, American by Design. So catch our show. That is the Michael Berryman Show, what used to be called Soldiers of Patriotism. I still am the Soldier of Patriotism, but the show is the Michael Berryman Show right here on Conservative Nation Media.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to you coming back.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I've just had a lot going on, and this is perfect timing going into Texas Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely. And that would make a good show.
All right, brother. Well, we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Sir, you,
what show is that?
That is going to be tomorrow night at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's the Michael Berryman show. It used to be on here last year as the Soldier of Patriotism, and they're going to be on tomorrow night at 4 p.m.
Is that
and he,
B-A-R-R-Y-M-A-N?
Yeah, B-E-R-R-Y-M-A-N.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, I'll try to be there tomorrow.
Yeah,
4:30 p.m.
Yep. And that'll be a really good show.
Yeah, I'll see what he's go ahead.
Yeah, he's he was actually, I think, with Conservative Nation Media before I arrived, and I'm pretty sure. I got my one of the big wigs of our corporation here in my chat room right now. It's going to be a good show. I can almost guarantee you that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's down in Texas and they're having their primaries now, so that's going to make for a good return for him to come back with that going on down there. But as Michael's Duke in the chat room just said, Michael's new show debuts tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. So that will be
4 p.m. Eastern Central.
Eastern.
What time? Okay.
Yeah, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central.
Okay.
So it's 4 p.m. your time.
Right.
And we're actually kind of glad to see him back because he was here last year and then had to leave for a while. And so we're glad to have him back. But I'm coming up on the towards the end of the show, and I really appreciate your phone call today and letting me know just everything that you've told us, and I've written down a lot of the stuff that you've got here from the World Health Order Organization, and a couple of the notes that were in the chat room about Sky News and RT News, and all that stuff. I'm going to look all that up and see what I can find about it. And I bookmarked the two that you put in the chat room. So,
well, I'm the only one with that product. Because I created it. Like I said, I was going to bottle it, but cost was too prohibitive. It would cost too much for a person to pay for one bottle. What I was going to sell at $19.95 would have ended up costing you about $42 because of the shipping.
Yeah, that's
too much for...
That would have been quite a bit.
A bottle. You know what I mean? For 8 servings. So one serving's a pint, you know, 8 pints to a gallon, you know, that kind of thing. So
But so
go
do you have the URL for your site to put in the chat room for the people that are in there?
TRMBS.com. If you look on a cell phone with it, it looks really cool. If you open it up on a cell phone, but you can still see it, you know, on a regular website. That's no problem. Uh-huh. I'm gonna go ahead into your show and put down my com site there. The Robert and Barbara show will take you right into the Blog Talk Radio show I did on the 28th.
Okay, that sounds good. And I sure appreciate the phone call and all the good information that you gave us today.
Okay, you see the website?
Yeah, I got it right there, the TRMBS.com.
That's correct. Name of the product is TRMBS Rat Killer. That's the name of the product.
You'll see it on putting that in there.
Yeah, you'll see the link.
Pardon?
You'll see the link at the website. You can even get into my Blog Talk Radio show by clicking on the Robin and Barber Radio Show.
Okay. I will check that out, and I appreciate the phone call. And
sure. Appreciate being here and listening to people, and you have a nice little show going here.
Thank you. I've been doing it for a few years. It's actually kind of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I would appreciate any comment you can make on my show that I do, because I know you'll listen to it. And let me have your comment on how I open that show. It's something I was experimenting. How I was experimenting with it. It's kind of fun to get some comments in on that.
Okay, I sure will. And you have yourself a good day, and God bless.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're kind of heading towards the end of our show now. I was going to talk about a couple of things here. The Russian foreign ministry admitted to country that the country has moved their troops into the Ukraine's troubled Crimea Peninsula. The autonomous republic within the Ukraine identifies as Russian and has been fighting back since the parliament ousted Viktor Yanukovych. And I got the most of the information I have on this, which is very little, from the Telegraph, which is not really exactly sure where that's from. This is the Telegraph. But this is something that we have to keep our eyes on, because I know it's going to affect all of us if it goes too far. I know it's going to affect all of us. I couldn't tell you how or where or how it's going to affect us, but I just know it will. Almost everything our government gets itself involved in affects us in one way or another, good or bad. I wanted to thank everyone who came in today, everyone who was in the chat room. Lady Michelle, as always, good to have you there. And Duke, Radio Free America, his show is on Wednesdays. It's another good show, Robert M. Barber. Iggy Mom was here. She just left. So I'm glad you guys were all here. At the end of my show, I usually give myself a talk about my ideas on what is going on for the week. And I was going to talk about what America needs to start doing or stop doing, and it seems to be the same message every week that I talk about. And the only thing that is really changing in this whole thing is that the American people are showing more and more distrust for their government and more discontent on what is going on. Yet, it seems that every time we have an election that could oust one of these people get reelected. And I never could understand the thinking on the lot of this. But the only way we're going to get away from what's going on now is to elect some people that will change the direction of what is going on. Well, I hope the audio hasn't cut out. But I thank you all for coming to the show. On Sundays, we have the return of Soldier of Patriotism with the new name of the Michael Berryman Show. And it's also on Sundays is The American by Design with Uncle Bing Fisher. These two shows fill our Sundays with great information and stuff we need to continue to fight to save this great nation from the direction it's being sent into. These shows on Sunday evening starting at 4 p.m. Eastern to 6 for the Michael Berryman Show, The Old Soldier of Patriotism, and from 6 to 8 for our Uncle Bing Fisher for American by Design, great radio, that is tomorrow night. On Mondays we have Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Dave is a great way to start off the work week with his Veterans Insight and most informative guest to bring you another great show to listen to on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Tuesdays we have Grit and Grace radio show with Jennifer Meadows. She has been carrying the conservative message on the net for years now, and she's here on conservativenationmedia.com on Tuesdays. And that's at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. On Wednesdays, we have our leader with the great radio voice, Duke Brooks, with his show, Radio Free America. Our man Duke is hanger flying right kicks in American history. Down pat and is always interesting and fun to listen to. On Thursdays, it's the Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opalisky. His expertise on the Constitution will give you great information to continue the fight for this country as the war that is being waged against us. It airs on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. On Saturdays, you, of course, are treated to my show. As always, the New Wise Conservatism radio show. And don't forget the coming events that we have coming for traditional Americans with Save the Constitution rallies. They're coming the next few months in April in Tennessee and in June in Dearborn, Michigan. This nation is worth saving, and I hope more and more Americans wake up to that fact before she ends up being past saving. I do not accept the world as I see it, but as God meant it to be. I am determined to return us to the recipe that made America great. I choose not to sit on my couch and complain as I watch things happen, but be an active participant in restoring our constitutional republic. The left does not anger me. I will not give them that kind of power over me. We must take responsibility for our freedoms. We must secure liberty by changing reality and promoting our attitudes and beliefs. We must rid ourselves of self-defeating attitudes and behaviors and replace them with constructive ones. We must actively change culture. That is where the liberals have it over us for now. Until then, God bless you all, and I'll see you again next week. God bless you all.